하나님 못 잊는 어민이랑 유산지 나원에기 나티가지 오누바지 외미마 아지라미 빠져고 보거래 못 잊는 하나님
that he out okay, hallelujah, lamete.
As we shout seven hallelujah, to welcome our Lord God, for the powerful work he has been doing, and the completion and perfection of his work today. And he has started this since you have started praising God. Every one of us will shout seven hallelujah. Do not allow the voice of the person beside you to overcome yours. Ensure that your own voice is loud. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Glory.
Let's have a seat. In Jesus' name.
Baba egba ope wa.
Father accept our saying.
Olorun egba yin wa.
Father accept our praise.
Fun ife te ni si awa eyan.
For the love you have to humankind.
Fun anu yin lori aye wa.
For your mercy for our life.
Aje yin ga loruko Jesu egba ope wa.
You have accept our thanks in Jesus name.
Anyinye fun teyin Olorun se nitori awa eniyan.
We thank you for the works you are doing because
Baba ni oruko Jesu egba ope wa.
Father in Jesus name accept our thanks.
Ko ni foruko yin.
Glory be to your name.
Oluwa oro yin tin jade bayi Oluwa.
Lord, your word which is coming forth
now. Every time walk apade.
Use it to encounter souls.
Every down color.
Use it to save souls.
Every true sile.
Use it to set free.
Baba. Iṣẹ́ agbára ẹbí ti ọ̀rọ̀ yín lẹ́yìn.
Use powerful works to back up
your
word.
Láti jẹ́rìí wípé òtítọ́ ni ẹ̀yin Ọlọ́run fẹ́ wọn.
To testify that truly God loved them.
Ogun ọjọ́ pípẹ́ ẹjẹ́ òpòrá.
Let ancient battle vanish away.
Irú orúkọ yòówù tí ogun jẹ́ tó lè di ayé ẹnikẹ́ni mú.
No matter the name of the battle.
Láti ọ̀rọ̀ yín Olúwa.
Láti
jẹ́rìí ọ̀rọ̀ yín Olúwa ẹ jẹ́ kí ogun
náà ṣe. To testify every block will let them be paid. As I
speak
the word, Lord, back it up with a wonder. Back it up with powerful
word.
Back it up with wonder. In Jesus' name,
alone.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Mo ki wa ku abo sinu isoji.
I welcome you to this revival.
Eyi ti a pe ni agbara nla ti yin rere.
It is tied to the great power of the
Lord. Loni Olorun yo se isi atepe ninu aye
yi. Today God is going to complete his works in your life.
Gbogbo oro Olorun ti a fi n ba wa soro.
The topic of the sermon which
ti Olorun yo si fi se ninu aye yin.
And the Lord is going to walk through it in
your
life.
Nibi ti e le wa.
Wherever you might be.
Gbogbo oro Olorun ti a so fun mi lati bi ba wa.
The topic of the sermon at which I'm starting to
you,
and through which the Lord wants to work in your life,
is
the great love of God towards humankind. The great love of God towards humankind. The great love of God towards humankind.
Daddy and mommy.
Daddy and mommy.
Arakunrin ati arabinrin.
Brothers and sisters.
Njẹ yin mọ wipe Olorun to dọrun aye ye.
Do you know that the Lord who created the heaven and earth?
Olorun to nife eniyan ni.
He is a God who loves human beings.
Olorun ife ni.
He is a God of love.
Olorun to nife ni.
He is a God that loves.
Ife re yi.
And this love.
O koja afenuso.
Is beyond human understanding.
Ṣugbọn ẹmi mimu ran mi lọwọ lakan ti rọra sọ niwọn ba nti Olorun fẹ ki e mọ.
But the Holy Spirit will help me as much as possible to tell you as much as you
iwe
want to know.
Iwe Ìbánu kìíní orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ keje.
The book of 1 John chapter 7.
Iwe Jọ̀hánù orí kìíní.
John chapter 1.
Jọ̀hánù orí kẹrin.
John chapter 4.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Verse 7.
Àti ìkẹjọ.
And verse 8.
Ó wí pé.
It says.
Olùfẹ́.
Beloved.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a fẹ́ràn ara wa.
Let's love ourselves.
Nítorí ìfẹ́ ti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá.
For love cometh from God.
Àti gbogbo ẹni tí ó bá ní ìfẹ́.
And whosoever have law,
abipati Olorun,
is born of God,
o si mo Olorun,
and knows God.
Eni ti ko ba ni ife,
he that have not
mo Olorun,
doesn't know God.
Nitori pe
for
ife ni Olorun,
God is law.
E je ki gbogbo wo so pe ife ni Olorun.
Let every one of us say God is law.
Awon omode ni mo gbo won to po ife ni Olorun.
I can only hear the children saying that. Let everyone say God is law.
Daddy, abami arakunrin ati arabinrin,
daddy and mommy, brothers and sisters,
and
as the Lord loves
it,
to proclaim, to preach it, and to tell you that the Lord loves you. Even God himself is love. God has a multitude of love, most especially the human being. Maybe you have not heard of it. Today you hear it and you understand. God loves us abundantly. God is the God of love. Most especially, he loves every of his
creation.
But the love which he has towards human beings is more than little. The love which God loves to human
beings
is beyond that which he has towards every creation. The love which God has towards us, it manifests through which in the way he created us. It manifests in the way by which he created us. It manifests in the way that he creates us as a woman. The love which God has towards all, even he manifests in the way he chastises us. Because it's you who he loves that you chastise. Maybe you are passing through some hard times. I can tell you that it is in love that God makes you pass through those things. I'm sent to tell you this night that God loves you. I'm sent to tell you, to tell you about the love of God towards you. And the Lord has told that if you can diligently listen to what I'm telling you, if you can diligently listen to his word which I'll tell you, and you can take the steps I'll tell you to take to restore the world, he will testify himself more than before in your life. I said he will testify himself in your life. I'm talking about the love which God has towards human beings. Maybe you don't know. Others will say that why has God even created him into this world? Because he's just passing through hard times and suffering. And before you to tell you that God loves you. Maybe you are worshipping idols. Maybe you are worshipping the far. Maybe you are even an herbalist. Maybe you are the one worshipping the Horaku. Maybe you are the one worshipping the spirit of the river. You are a human being as smart as I am. God sent me to you that God loves you. Even if you are a Muslim, if you are a Christian, I'm before you to tell you that God sent me to tell you that God loves you. Maybe you are even passing through some certain things. Maybe you have some sicknesses in your body. Maybe some infancies that you are told to manage with drugs. I can tell you boldly that still God loves you. I'm the one talking to you, and you can hear clearly. You also can hear what I'm telling you. Still God loves you. Maybe you are seeking God's help for job. for your wife, for a husband, or for children, I can tell you boldly that God loves you. God loves you. For you to understand what I'm telling you, as the Bible tells us that God is love, I want to explain this topic under 3 points. Under the first point, the kind of love which God has towards human beings. Under this first point, I will tell you little about the God love God has towards all. Under the second point, revelation of the love which God has towards human beings. How does the Lord reveal His love towards all? How does He reveal it to us? I'll tell you. Maybe you don't know that God even loves you. That is the reason why you are behaving in that way.
And
that is why God is also chastising you in His wrath and in His love. You know, it is the person you love. If you don't know that someone loves you, and that person is doing something that annoys you, it is in that love that you are beating with you. It is in that love that you correct the person through zeal. That is also how it is. The third point, the way to reciprocate God's love to her. The way to reciprocate God's love unto us. How can we reciprocate love unto
us?
Under this third point, that is where God is going to testify Himself in your life. I said God will testify Himself in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you are a child.
Oh, one will we pay?
And you are thinking, why is it that God has made me land into this incident of distance of parents? I'm here to tell you that God loves you. God loves you. I'm taking on the first points for you to understand. The kind of love which God has towards all. The kind of love which God has towards all. I told you that I want to explain the kind of love which God has towards all. The kind of love which God has towards human beings. The kind of love which God has towards my listener is a great love. Is a great love. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 says God has great love towards human beings. I can illustrate it as a great love. I can also illustrate it as an exceeding love. An exceeding love. The love which God has towards you. As you are a male or a female. Even though if you are short or you are tall. If you are fast or you are thin. I can tell you clearly that God loves you. I say God loves you. And the kind of love which He has towards you is not a small love. It's not a little love, it's a great love. It's an exceeding love. It's an everlasting love. This means a love which lasts forever. Is a love which lasts forever. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. It makes us understand that the love which God has towards human beings is an everlasting love. It can also be called an incomparable love. A love which is beyond the one that is between spouse. A love which is beyond that which is between father and son. A love which exceeds that which is between a parent and a child. An incomparable love. Is a love which cannot compare. check me over here. Do not allow your problems or the battle of your life to hinder your listening to me. In listening to what I'm saying, you might not see it as something important. But through listening to it, your problem will vanish away. Because the Lord is going to reveal the mightiness of His power through this world. I said the Lord is a God of love. And the love which He has towards you is an incomparable one. The love which He has towards you cannot be compared, cannot be exemplified to anything. As you put down a stone and you pour palm oil on it, still God loves you. He is an incomparable love. I can just exemplify God's love like a parent's love. It is incomparable. I can just exemplify it like a parental love towards a star. I can even exemplify it as an unceasing love. You know, sometimes people might love another man because it is the person is useful for you, because of the benefit you are enjoying from the person, so that you can even make use of the person more. But God came to that. It is a love which doesn't have any reason.
Hallelujah!
Shout hallelujah!
And the kind of pastor.
Someone is saying, Pastor, and you are saying God loves me and is just overlooking me, and I'm just doing everything alone. I'm still repeating it. You that are thinking such way, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And the kind of love which God has towards you is an unquantifiable love. Unquantifiable love. God has great love towards you. God has great love towards you. God has an exceeding love towards you. God has love without reason. God has unblemished love towards you. He's an everlasting love. Clap for your Lord. Clap for the Lord. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Because God is the God of love.
Amen.
Amen. I move to the second point, which I call the revelation of God's love towards all. I want to tell you now that vast way we can know that God loves us. The different kinds of ways for us to know that God loves us. No matter your religion, if you are worshipping idols, let us speak together. This is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that God loves you. The Lord that created heaven and earth loves us exceedingly. And the first way to know that He loves us is the way He created us. When you check the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, He says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over fish, over fowls, over fishes, and over all the creepers on the face of the heart. And so God created them male and female. Before God creates man, God has created all other things. He did not create all those things in His image. He did not create all those things after His likeness. The creation, the way He created you, is part of the revelation of God's law. You see, as we are all seated here, out of all things God has created, how much of them look like human beings? You that you are just getting annoyed, you are God. You are always thinking that maybe God has not created you good. You too also check it. Observe the animal. A cattle is even bigger than man. An elephant is bigger than man. Lion is more stronger than human beings. Still, their intelligence is not as sharp as human beings. Still, look at how every one of us are dressed. There's no animals that can dress such way. If you see a cloth in the body of an animal, it is a human being that has done that animal in such way. What is that animal that can walk in on his 2 feet like this? Look, observe that. He created us in love. Look at the way he created us. Love for the love. Look at the nature which he has created us. He created us in the spirit, heart, and flesh. In the spirit, all of us, we have a spirit, we have a heart, and we have a flesh, and we are a human being. We ourselves, we are three in one. Your spirit, your heart, and your body. He created us in his own nature. He did not create animals like that. That was why the psalmist said, when I observe all your works, when I observe all your doing, when I observe the moon and the star, and every other thing you have created, he said, what is human being that you regarded him? What is human being that you remember him? You created it much more humble than an angel. And you crown him with glory. Daddy and mommy. God has much love towards us. I don't even know the reason why God loves us. God loves all. But we ourselves, we are destroying those things we have created. He's the most loved creator by God. We are even the one disrupting things. Hear what the psalmist says in the book of Psalm 8, verse 4. You have created him much lower than an angel. Truly, the what God is creating now is not as more honorary than that of angel, but still, God has given us the glory and honor which he has not given to an angel to us. God made us have dominion over all his work. Observe it. It is for our sake that he has created the sun. He created the moon for our sake. He even created the air for our sake. As much as you say you are anointed to God, you are breathing. And you are breathing in the air of God. You are drinking the water from God. Those people that manufacture pure water and all those bottled water, they are not the one that created it. It is God that created water. It is man that now try to process it. If it is woman being that created water, water will have been more expensive than this. But it's God that created it. And still God did not allow that water to run into your head. You are eating, you are even enjoying the air, you are walking on the ground. Look at the love which God has to you. This is the air blowing. It did not elude one that someone should not enjoy the air. Shout hallelujah. God loves you. It is some things that you are ignorant of that it doesn't allow you to enjoy it. God loves you. God loves you. Look at it, you are sowing seeds and it's growing. Are you the one that allow it to germinate? Are you, is it your power that allow it to germinate? You have wife. You have an husband. You are conceived. You give birth. You build house. Is it your power? You are sleeping. You even snore. You wake up. Is it by your power? Look at your feet. Look at your hands. Look at your face. Clap your hands again for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The great love which God towards human beings. All animals they are created for our sake. The spirit of animals doesn't go back to God. It is the spirit of human beings that go back. It is the spirit of human beings that cannot be destroyed. Don't you know the numbers of animals that has been slaughtered today? They are killed purposely for our benefit. Don't you know the numbers of chickens that have been slaughtered today? They are killed for our sake. Check me over here. God loves you. God loves you. I'm led to tell you. Because you don't know that God loves you. This makes you behave in such a way that will discipline you. That is what happens.
Daddy and mommy.
God loves human beings. Even the first man. The way God created him. The place which he created him. He created him into the Garden of Eden. The garden which God has created by himself. That is where God placed him. Why has God placed him in the garden? Why has he not placed him in the bush? He placed him in the garden that he should dress and keep it until Adam behaved in such a annoyed God, a behavior that annoyed God. That was what God made God chastise him. I'm telling you about the revelation of God's love to us, towards human beings. I've told you about the way which he created us, the way which to provide for her. When even when we fall, even when we are yet a sinner, God made plans for redemption, made plans for restoration. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, while we are yet sinners, God made Jesus Christ came into the world and died for our sins. We, the saints, for the sinner. Daddy and mommy. It is for our sake that God has made Jesus die. It is for our sake that Jesus was beaten. It is for our sake that Jesus Christ was sent to this world. It was for our sake that Jesus Christ was given birth to. It was for our sake that Jesus Christ endured suffering. It was for our sake that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. For the sake of you, my listener, God has love towards all. If all human beings perish, that doesn't reduce the honor of God. God will still be God. There are numerous angels praising God. I myself, I have a deep thought that what kind of love has God have towards us? Angels that don't keep short day and night and will continue praising God. Till God say, let us create man. Let us create this human being. Let me create these people. I want to continue seeing human beings. Daddy and mommy. And he created us in steadfastness. But the Bible says we chase after knowledge. But God made plans for redemption. The book of John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loveth the people of the world. God so loveth all. He sent his only begotten son to this world as a propitiation and sacrifice unto all. So that you won't take that sacrifice to the T-junction again. He made plans for a whole human being. So that the devil will not make you a customer. He intentionally sent a saint from heaven to you. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is a revelation of God's law. It's a revelation of God's law. As he made us have dominion over all things, is a revelation of his law. Even the plans of God to remake us his son is a revelation of his law. The plans of God to sanctify us is the revelation of his law. The way which God provided everything for us is the revelation of his law. There are numerous battles which the Lord is fighting for our sake that we don't know. There are many instances that the devil has wanted to destroy us, but the Lord is backing us up. If you take the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 5. There are many times that the Lord rebuked the enemies for our sake. There are many battles that the Lord resolved while we are sleeping. It is not that the money bet or your incision. It is love which God has revealed to you for you to listen to me. It is the revelation of a God that He still make you be alive. It is by His love that you are kept. It is not that thing that you are hanging in your house. It is not that thing you hang all over your body. It is not the incantations which you recite. It is not your understanding or your effort. Daddy and mommy, brothers and sisters, God is love. God is love. God has created you well in His law, and he can also see that you are falling to sin. And to restore you back, that is the reason why He sent Jesus into this world. It is because of you, not regarding religion, regarding your Christ. That is the reason why Jesus was sent into this world. Jesus is for the Christian. Jesus is for the Muslim. Jesus is for the idol worshiper. Jesus is meant for all tribes and all languages. Let me ask you. Can you observe me? Observe the water. Do you drink water because of your religion? Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. And maybe I should say, because I'm a Christian, I'm not drinking water. Is it possible? You see that every one of us, we are drinking water. Because we know that water quenches thirst. In the spirit realm, Jesus is the living water. That God intentionally made plans for it for human beings. It's the spiritual water that quenches the thirst of sin in man. It's the spiritual water that quenches the thirst of sin in man. It is the devil that made plans for different religions to hinder her. It is a spiritual water. As we, every one of us, drink the physical water together, that is also the way we should drink the spiritual water, which is Jesus. Jesus said, I am living water. Anyone who believeth in me, out of his bowels have flowed the river of living water. The source in him flow unto the everlasting life.
Daddy
and mommy, brothers and sisters, the great love which God has towards you, the great love which God has towards you, know it today, accept it, and make understand it that God loves you. I can explain only to this level. God has taken control as we got to this land. God loves you. You are the one that doesn't reciprocate that love. That is the reason why you are experiencing that thing.
Listen.
Before I move to the third point, there is a young boy which his father loves him so much, and he has plans for him to be educated and enjoy in life, that he will sponsor him to the highest level. He loves this boy so much, and he has plans for him. From his young age, he has placed him in a special school, and he could see also that this boy is very intelligent, but he graduated from the secondary school, and he gained admission into the university. That was how he joined by bad gang. He began to join bad company. All the money which he's requesting for, his father gave him, and he's using it for immorality. His father heard of it. This made his father beat him. You that I love so much, you this time, he will beat him for him to pay. Don't do that thing again. He's deaf in his ear, he keeps getting worse. And when his father was beating him, then he counted as if his father ate him. This made him flee from that city. And he determined in his mind to go far away where his father cannot get in touch with him. And he went there. When he got there, then this father neglected him. And he began to suffer. All his other young brothers, they have finished university. People that some of them have become professional medical doctors, nurses, engineers, they have become that. And all of them, they have excelled. All of them, they have done only matrimony. He had plenty of plans for only matrimony for them. And this boy was still far away. Then he was hearing tidings. Then on a Saturday, he came home. All his years grown exceedingly. He has suffered a lot. He was now different from other siblings. The father was not telling him, you are the one that suffered yourself. He showed him the plans which he had for him. These are the plans I had for you. From your young age, I had plans for you. The beating which I do beat you, I beat you out of love. It is the way which I love you that makes me beat you. Daddy and mommy, brothers and sisters, you know that that is also your case. God loves you, but you don't know. God loves you so much, but you are engaging in taking sacrifice. You are worshipping idols. You are worshipping trees. You are worshipping bamboo. You are laying down stone and calling it your father. You are worshipping the spirit of the river. You are just like a child sent to school and joining back down. You are even determined that you have neglected God. You are no more worshipping God. You are just like a child that live from home. That is the reason why God decides you. I am told to tell you this today. You are seeking God's grace for husband, wife, children, for job. You are tired of living in that your tenant. Oh, you are also seeking God's grace for a job. But it has not yet come to pass. God loves you. But you are ignorant of this. You don't know. This makes you behave waywardly. And this love of God towards you make him to find you. You don't have a particular church you are going. You live as if you are the one that created yourself. As you have a wife, you have concubines. You, the females, you have made yourself like a shoe that is to be wear. You have made yourself look like an hanky which is to be used for cleaning the face. And God loves you. That is the reason why he chastised you. That is the reason why he chastised you. Maybe you have a sickness or infirmities on your body. It's a sign of the chastisement of God. And it is not out of hatred. It is out of love. That maybe you are going to come back to him through this. Maybe you will repent through all these things. God loves you. God doesn't want you to die in this state. Because your death cannot embroider the sky. Your death cannot cause God to be richer. Your death is a shortage to even you yourself if you don't have the will of God. Your death is a great loss because you can't go back to your creator if you don't know God. It's like a soldier shot a stray bullet. That is like a sinner that died. Listen, brothers and sisters. What is making you suffer is just like a prodigal son. What caused you to experience battle is not different from the case of the prodigal son. You don't go to church. All days of your life you engage in John. And if you don't walk, you walk all around. That is what God, what annoyed God. You are betting. You are drinking alcohol. You that you have created in the likeness of God. You insert something like thick on your mouth and you drink that and smoke is coming up from your mouth and you are gushing out water from your eyes. Don't you know that he's a cursed fellow? He's a cursed fellow that brings out smoke from his mouth. It is a cursed fellow that brings out smoke from his mouth, from his nose. Then you are boasting. Don't you know that these are the things that is annoying God? You that are created in my image and likeness. I want to see you and I should be happy. I want to see you and be glad. And you are walking in a way that annoys God. A way that annoys God is immorality, fornication. A way that annoys God is that you don't attend church mixed together with congregation of saints. A way that annoys God is that you dress like prostitutes. A way that annoys God is that you involve in cybercrimes, you thieves. A way that annoys God is that you
start engaging yourself in
abalism,
a word that annoys God is that you take people to the river today. Look at money you are collecting from people. What have you used it for? God still loves you. That is the reason why you still listen to this world. What is happening to you is the chastisement of God. What happens to you that you don't like is the chastisement of God, and you are the cause of it. God chastises you because he loves you. He chastises you out of zeal. Therefore, I move to the third point. The pathway to reciprocate God's love to you. How can you reciprocate the love which God has to you? If you can reciprocate this love, what is the outcome? What is the result? What are the benefits?
Daddy
and mommy. As God loves you, He wants you to reciprocate that love back to Him. Through this first way, is that you renounce the devil, which is the enemy of God. Devil was one that laid down alcoholism. He's the one that made plans for smoking. He's the one that made plans for Indian hemp. He's the devil that made plans for the dressing, wayward dressings of females. He's the devil that made plans that the males should do their dreadlocks. Those people born with dreadlocks, their hair cut away. Look at the state which the devil has put them to. It is the works of the devil you are going to change from that. It is the devil that prompts women to wear trousers. It is the devil that makes them wear underwear out. It is the devil that prompts men to pierce their hair. It is the devil that prompts men to bleach their skin. It is the devil that laid plans for concubinism and polyandry. It is the devil that made plans for all those things you must say this night. God loves you. What to do for you to reciprocate this love is what will make him to cease the hands of chastisement. The first step is this. Change away. You renounce the devil. You are worshipping idols in your generation. You that you are from it. Tribe of Togonese and from Kutonu, and that they are worshipping idols. Tell that idol that I'm no more worshipping you. Your creator, which is Jesus Christ, that created everything, is the one I'm going to worship. You renounce it. You tell that idol, the idol of your house, the idol of your city, call it by his name and say in Jesus' name that it is my forefathers that have created, worship you, and they make covenant with it because they know not Jesus. Tell it that you know Jesus, and it's not that you know it him in vain, and you have given your life to him. Therefore, I start away my life from you. The covenant between you and I that my forefathers has made me with, I destroy him. These are the steps for you today. And it will make the bond of love of God to be stronger. Another thing for you to do, after you have intentionally renounced the devil out of the idol, out of the wicked spirit, you renounce sin also. You renounce sin. Either you have an husband, you have a concubine, you have a wife, and you also have a concubine. You are stealing. You renounce sin. You renounce his pleasure. You renounce the work of devil from your heart. those things you do that anoints God and makes him to
taste
to forsake them, the instruments of the devil that you can call it passion, you neglect them and all other instruments of the devil which they can call enhancement of prayer, you will go and throw them into the pool. These are your own past today. Devil, sin, works of the devil, instruments of the devil, you forsake them. Because devil is an enemy of God. You can't argue. He will only make you to receive the chastisement of God. Another thing for you to do, you call on Jesus into your life. You call Jesus. Come into my life. Come into my life. You tell him, I surrender the control of my life to you. Jesus, come into my life. I hand over the control of my life to you. And you start working in your life. Listen. These are the pathway to reciprocate God's love to you. Another thing is, you rely on all of your body, you place it on him. All those things you don't want, tell him. If truly you have renounced the devil and all those things that pertain to the devil, and you have accepted Jesus into your life, and you have allowed him to control you, rely on him. Tell him whatever you want. And a gospel singer, tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's the only friend you know. There's no other friend or kindred like him. Tell Jesus alone. Tell Jesus. You rely on him and trust him. You don't need to go to any man that could deceive you again. Tell Jesus alone. Rely on him. He loves you. You are the one who is reciprocating the law. I'm telling you the pathway to reciprocate the law. It's not that you start wearing white garments all around. What to do? Another thing, you need to commit yourself to Christ. After you have relied on him, you commit yourself unto him. This commitment has to deal with that you set aside your time to join the children of God in their program. Starting from tomorrow, the service. You join the service. Service starts by 8 a.m. 8 a.m. to 11:30. We that we go to farm from early in the morning. Every Sunday like this. Starting from tomorrow, you start putting yourself to God. Don't go to farm every Sunday like that again. That first day of the week, use it to serve God. Go to church. You join. You carefully listen to the words of God, to the doctrines of God. You diligently are under that prayer. After you do this, the grass cutter won't eat your farm anymore. You see that grass cutter is disturbing your farm? Who created the grass cutter? He said it is the witches that has sent the grass cutter to you. You are bait at the river of Patiti. You bait at the river of Bere. You bait at different kinds of rivers. And that grass cutter kept on increasing. This is what to do. Change your way. Get away from the devil. Come to God. Change your way. Tell the person beside you and tell them, repent. Renounce the devil, renounce the workings of the devil, renounce it from tonight. Renounce sin and its pleasure. Renounce every instrument of the devil. Then call Jesus into your heart. Rely on him. Commit yourself unto him. Commitment means you join the church of God. You join the church of God. You not only attend church service on Sunday. You attend Bible study. Every Monday. You set aside your time to go from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. At our assembly at Arojeka here, we have a branch of this church at Ibuola. We have the branch of this church at the roadside there at Arojeka. He's also at Apadi. He's also at Olode. You can join starting from tomorrow. Every Sunday. Every Monday Bible study. Every fourth day of the week, Wednesday for the Bible. And every Friday for the DG. This joining, listening to the word of God like this, pray such way, going every time like this, is stand on your commitment on Jesus. In all these things, that is where the Lord is going to seize his excitement on you. But as you are seated just beside all those five things I've told you, renounce the devil, renounce sin and all other things. Call on Jesus into your heart. Rely on him. Then commit yourself unto him. If you have blood issue in this place, it is God and he's going to see from your body. Maybe your ways have been blocked. Maybe you are eating, you are feeding on big feet like prodigal son. If you can come back home by renouncing the devil, you can come back home. My Lord asked me to tell you that he will repent back to you. That child you ought to have given birth to, God will release it unto you. Maybe a child that has offended you and is chastising. And that chastisement did not allow you to give him food in the morning and night. And when it is the evening time like this, he came and apologized. And he recited his way. I want to ask you, you mommy, what will you do? You give him the food. And you make it double. It won't be only that one day for the night only. And even if that child knows how to apologize very well, he knows how to apologize. Maybe you want to place three plantains on his food. You can now double it for him. You even place egg on it. Now don't do like that again. And the guy can also say that. In my life, I won't do that again. From the bowels of that parent, you'll be happy that thank God. That is also how the Lord is going to happy towards you. If you can forsake making today, if you can forsake all those duties today, if you can forsake all those divinations you are doing today, you forsake all your plans today, if you can forsake witchcraft today, you can forsake adultery today. You can forsake smoking of Indian hemp today. You that you are troubling the entirety of Arojeka. You are the highest dog. If you can forsake it today, you that you are involving immorality, you that you are having intercourse with another man's wife, you can neglect it today. The Lord will be happy towards you because he loves you. This is the reason why he fears you. Not that you are perfect. He doesn't allow cancer to have afflicted you. He doesn't allow you to have attracted diabetes. He doesn't allow you to have attracted AIDS. Not that you are perfect. It is the love which God has towards you. That little sickness and the way which you block is the chastisement. If you can say, Lord, I'm converting back to you today. I'm giving my life to you, and I'll commit myself to you. And you start attending church regularly with a repentant heart. You repent both with your family. God is also ready. God is ready. I said, God is ready to save you.
Rara kosoro, kosoro, rara kosoro, kosoro falanu mi, lati soro re dayo, kosoro,
kosoro, kosoro.
Iwe Psalm ori kokale lo ni ogori.
Psalm 81.
Lati ese iketala.
From verse 13.
Only verse 13. Me bate me.
If my people will have hearkened to me,
and Israel man in it for me,
and Israel had walked in my way,
only me that is your time, Lord.
I should soon have subdued their enemy.
It was Israel now.
You are that Israel.
It was Allah on Babu.
But when God is speaking to you, that he can
hearken
to you. Yeah, I'm going to make you rise up. He says, if you are hearkened to me. If you can walk in the ways of the Lord, enemies in your paternal, maternal house, is there? And I have turned my hands against the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves to me. But their time should have endured forever. Say fineness of the
wind.
He should have fed them also with the fineness of the wind. And with honey. And with honey out of the raw. Should I have satisfied you? Rise up on your feet. Reveal yourself unto God. How many of you is ready to forsake the devil, forsake idols, forsake the pleasure of
sin,
renounce renounce immorality, to renounce bathing at the river, lighting of incense. This is what allows back in your life. These are the truth which some people dare to hear. I said, God loves you. You that you are ready. You are ready to join the church of God to start worshiping. You first fall. Give your life unto Christ. That is when you be able to commit yourself to him. Rise up on your feet.
Mama,
mommy,
rise up on your feet.
Rise up on your feet. These are the first glories of
people.
You have done it yesterday. You have given your life to him 2 days ago, and I pray for you. Before we pray generally, you that you are ready to leave the side of the darkness, you are worshipping idols per se. But tonight you are From tonight, you are no more worshiping idols. You that you are from Togo. You that you are from Kutonu. That you do go back to your village to go and worship idol, or you brought that idol here and you are worshiping it and you are ready to forsake all those things. I've revealed to you who is better than idol. You are ready to forsake all those things. I want you to raise up your hand. If you are ready to forsake paganism, forsake sin, you do smoke cigarette, but from today you are no more smoking it again. You do smoke, you drink alcohol, but from today you are no more drinking it again. Or you are someone selling alcohol, but you are determined from today that you change that business. Raise up your hand. You in that category, raise up your hand. Let every one of us close your heart. You that you are ready to change your ways like that, raise up your hand. Let the hunters help them. In Jesus' name. Raise up your hands, I'll pray for you. In Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God on earth,
as you have heard the word and yes, you have accepted, you have accepted it. Let the word abide in your heart. The Holy Spirit come into your heart.
From tonight,
you become a special man. You become an holy man.
Holy
Spirit, take control of your life. I say, every covenant that is different from that of God. In your life,
not
tonight.
Oh, Father, Kuro!
Covenant that attached you to the devil. Covenant that attached you to God. Covenant that attached you to demons. Covenant that placed you under bondage. By the power of the blood of the Lamb. Covenant is nullified from your life. Those covenants are nullified. I bring you now into the new covenant of Jesus. Which he made with his blood. Go into it now. The new covenant of Jesus. Go into it. That brother, the hands of God touch your life. The hands of God touch your life. You begin to be useful for God. That means that the hands of God touch you. Glory be to God. Begin to raise up your hands. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Mode o Holy Ghost oni lojo mi.
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 Wipe oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Pe oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Wipe oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Atale oni lojo re.
Oni lojo mi.
Wipe oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Mode o Holy Ghost 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 oni lojo mi.
Oya oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Oni lojo mi.
Oni lọ́jọ́ mi.
Àní òní lọ́jọ́ mi.
Òní lọ́jọ́ mi.
Sọ fúnra rẹ pẹ̀lú ìgboyà àti ìgbàgbọ́.
Òní lọ́jọ́ mi.
Wí pé òní lọ́jọ́ mi.
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 A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe ẹ̀bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
Wí bẹ́ẹ̀.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
Sọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe ẹ̀bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
Ó bẹ́ ni.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
Oya.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí.
Oya.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́.
A Jésù fẹ́ ràn mí. Olúwa ṣe o, ẹ bá mi dúpẹ́. What are those things happening in your body? You call the name of Jesus. Out of the love which God has towards you, as you have listened to this song, with the love which God has towards you, those problems will be totally resolved. In the name of Jesus, if you have sickness in your body, Father, I've heard you love me. And I'm ready now to reciprocate that love for you. Lord, take away this sickness. All those bondages that bind to that, in that process. All those problems that attend to beside you, let them go away. All your block ways. When I call the name of Jesus, you call the name of Jesus also. Oh Lord, seize your hands of chastisement away from me. Seize the hand of chastisement away from my body. Seize the hands of chastisement away from my body. Maybe your wife, your husband, your children, your job is troubling you.
Take the hands of
chastisement of Jesus.
Yes. The book of wine at Tifara, be I so. Be I nay. Be for you be bese. Be I nisse me. Die by Lyoka.
Like not having rest of mind. Father, I'm ready. Every ends of
like walking like
oh Lord, take away your hands of chastisement. Call the name of the Lord. Call the name of the Lord. Call the name of the Lord. Lord. Jesus. I'm now yours. Keep saying it. That ancient battle is ready to get out of your life. Those problems afflicting you, all those problems sent to you, the one who holds all power and love you, is ready to take them away. Make it known unto him that Lord, I'm now yours from today. Take away this problem away from our life. Let bondages loose. Every sense of battles, let them be taken away. Take away your hands of chastisement away from my body. Call on me. Colony.
Mama Pio Legbi or one your yama de.
That mommy that cannot raise up her hands, begin to read it all. Every arrow in that hand begin to fly out. Begin to cut fire.
You
want to be your legs, begin to raise it all. Receive strength. You that you have problem of your heart. Your heart should receive healing in Jesus' name. You can't walk for more seconds before you start breathing out. Everything needing treatment in your body system, in your heart, in your kidney, to receive healing, to receive correction, begin to raise up your hands and call on me. I am praying for you. Everything that to vanish away in Jesus' name. I command the fire of God to enter your body. Everything that settles in your body. Everything that is wandering around in your body system. To vanish away. Every problem of porosity is gone. Every piece of porosity that stands by your life, they are consumed by fire. You are separated from it by fire. Deliverance for your life. Keep saying it. Take away the hands of chastisement from my body. Take the hands of Jezebel away. If you are seeking the fruit of the womb, say, oh Lord, let my womb open. Let my womb open. Everything standing against my womb, let it be taken away. Let every dust be lifted up. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up. All everlasting doors. Let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The God powerful. The powerful God. The powerful God. Which is strong and mighty. The Lord which is mighty and
powerful.
He is the King of Glory.
You
this woman seeking the fruit of the womb. Receive open of womb. Let your womb open. From tonight your womb open. Receive the strength to conceive. Receive the conceiving power. You should conceive. Every spirit of
fruitfulness.
Ended tonight. Every problem allowed in your life. Every problem taking away money from you. Every problem that is allowing you to lose your job. The power of God consumed those
batteries.
Fire of God consumed those batteries. Fire of God consumed those batteries. Fire of God consumed those batteries. Every evil sign on your body. Evil signs are eaters by the pastor. Hatred signs. Signs that doesn't allow us to be
heard.
By the power of the blood, they are taken away from your body. They are taken away from your body. You that you are tormented by demons. Every spirit tormenting you in your dream. Every spirit tormenting you in the
dream.
Every power disrupting your life. Fire consumed them. Fire Let them cut fire in Jesus' name. Let them cut fire.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name.
Oluwa wa.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Iyanuma sele. Iyanuma sele. We beg.
Iyanuma sele. Iyanu ma tele.
Iyanu toju ari. Iyanu tesi agbo. Iyanu tenu oso. Ma tele laye mi.
Iyanu ma tele.
Oya so funra re.
Iyanu ma tele. Iyanu ma tele. Iyanu ma tele.
Oya tele.
Iyanu ma tele. Iyanu
tesi agbo. Iyanu tenu yoso. Ma sele laye mi.
Iyanu ma sele.
Oya iyanu ma sele. Oya dese dowo dese dowo dese baba yen. Da iyanu re loruko Jesu. Da iyanu re loruko Jesu. Da iyanu Olorun fun aye. Da yanu Olorun. Ona bayola fun yi, ona yanu la fun yi,
on a yanu la vu, on a bayo la vu.
You are free.
You are free.
Àwọn
rere tó ti yẹ kẹ́ ẹ ti ṣe tẹ́ ẹ ti lè ṣe ẹ lọ máa
ṣe. What you have done, begin to do it now.
Ìwọ tára ti ní tẹ́lẹ̀, ara tu ọba yìí.
Your body is not as weak, your body is as is now.
Ogun ayé ẹ ti ṣe.
Ogun
ayé ẹ ti ṣe.
Látàlẹ́
ni kò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí já Ọlọ́run.
Ayé
èrè
ò
bákan náà mọ̀.
Your life is no more.
Ayé èrè ò bákan náà mọ̀.
Your life is no more.
O ti bọ́ pátápátá. Oko ni fun Oluwa. Oko ni fun Oluwa.
O
ya iwo to ni esan kan lara yewo yi so wa nbe.
Yewo
ko gbadun ti nbe ma. Ma yewo ko bere si ni
Olorun.
Ma de Olorun pe Oluwa se.
Appreciate God and Lord, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
O bi aye sile ninu ijo Arojeka ati Buola.
You be given a privilege in the
church.
Arojeka and Buola assembly.
Je ki amo oluso agutan ibe ko mo.
Let the ministers of God
here. Mo ti akopo lati gbo ere.
No.
Ti owo re soke ko ma jidu pe lowo.
Raise up a
Ẹ jẹ́ ká pàtẹ́ wọn lá fún Jésù
dáadáa.
Amen.
A
dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún un tọ́lọ́run ti ṣe láàrin
wa.
Láti ìjà lọ́wọ́.